This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. We'll get back to your phone calls here coming up in just a bit. I want to read to you guys a tweet that I saw yesterday about Patrick Mahomes. So Patrick Mahomes from 2018 up until 2022, he was averaging 8.1 yards per attempt. He had a 106 quarterback rating. That is as good as any quarterback in the history of the National Football League. That's dominant. The last three seasons, so 23, 24, and 25, Patrick Mahomes is now at a 7 yards per attempt. He also has a quarterback rating of 93.7. I made this point earlier. Their offense is centered around Patrick Mahomes being a superhero. He was from 2018 to 2022. 8.1 yards per attempt is some of the best in league history. Walking around with a 106 quarterback rating is incredible. He is not that right now. This is where I'm most critical of Matt Nagy and why I think it's just, I just think they need a new voice. Matt Nagy is the offensive coordinator, but I think most of us know he is not the one calling the plays. That lies on the head coach. But he's a former NFL quarterback. He also was somebody who played in the Arena League. This is a guy, to me, his role and responsibility is to help Patrick be the best version of himself that he can be. I don't think that he is the one making the decision to run the ball or not run the ball. I think he is a voice that helps come up with the schemes, but I think Andy is the mixologist that is making the final call decisions and calling the day-to-day operations, so to speak. I think Matt Nagy's responsibility is to get the most out of Mahomes. That's what I think it is. I think it's to get the most out of him. And I don't think that he is. I don't think that he is. And if you are going from having the superhero quarterback that they've had to the good quarterback that they have, good to great quarterback, I don't want to diminish how well I think Mahomes has played for a majority of this stretch. You got to make up for that in other areas. They're not making up for that in the run game. They don't run the football. They really can't run the football. So you're not making up for it. And I've said this, you guys have said this, when their offense turns into Pat save us, Pat run around and be special and make plays, and he loses his foundation, he loses his base, that's when Mahomes is human at times. That interception that he threw is a bad interception. That's something bad quarterbacks do. That's simple. That's something a bad quarterback would do. It's third and long. This is a low-scoring game. In the playoffs, he never makes that play. He always throws it out of bounds or runs it or slides. And, hey, you live to play another down. But trying to make a play, trying to be superhero, whatever it is, that's just a bad, low-percentage play. You got to see that linebacker there. He's right there in front of you. You didn't think he was going to react? You make a bad throw, it directly takes points off of the board in what ended up being a one-possession, three-point game. It came down to a field goal. So I think everybody shares in this. I think everybody is a reason on why they lost. Whether it's offensively with Patrick Mahomes, whether it's the defense, I still can't get over this quote from Chris Jones where Chris Jones says that the Broncos were calling out their formations.
Great film study for them because they called it out. I heard them calling it out. They actually switched the line. If you watch the film, you can see Bo Nix kind of switched the line. So they knew it. We got to do a better job at disguising.
I mean, it was a chess match, back and forth. Two good teams, two potential playoff teams, one for sure playoff team, another potential playoff teams, two teams that know each other, two teams that study each other. Spags, you just got beat. Bo Nix was able to disguise, he was able to see your coverage where he's calling it out. Like, that has to upset every single Chiefs fan that the Broncos were that prepared for the Chiefs after a bye week, after we spent all week talking about 22-4 and how Andy and the defense and for a quarterback that was playing poorly. It's not like Bo Nix has really been cooking the last 6 to 8 weeks or so. He's been bad for the most part. Look at the numbers. He's 29th in yards per attempt. He's 29th in completion percentage. He didn't look like that against the Chiefs defense. Way too many third and long conversions in this game. Third and 15. It is a tie ball game. Third and 15. You have to get off the field. 20-yard pass play. And that was the theme of this game. So I don't want you guys to think that I don't think that Mahomes played a part in this. He absolutely does. They failed at almost every turn. They failed offensively. They failed in play calling. They failed in quarterback play. They failed on defense. They failed on special teams. And for a team that was in a desperate, gotta have it, we need this for the division, for a team that was well-rested coming off a bye, for a team that has minimal injuries, it is unacceptable the way that they played yesterday against the Broncos. For a team that was thought to be the favorite in the AFC and coming into this, they were the Super Bowl favorite in the AFC. It is unacceptable to play the way they did yesterday.
I remember I was listening to pregame yesterday. I was out kind of running some errands with the pregame. And they were talking about how bye weeks are all about self-scouting. You know, everyone self-scouted. The coaching staff, the players, everyone self-scouted. Did it look like any self-scouting transpired? Because if we wanted to, we could clip every single problem we talked about following the Buffalo game, and we could play that audio today. It was the same. Andy went away from the run. Patrick didn't have his best game. Patrick, at times, got a little happy feet in the background, with a little bit of pass rush. The O-line had penalties that led to mistakes. The receivers didn't have their best day. The offense was too reliant on Travis Kelce at times. Like, it felt like all the same issues from the Bills game have reemerged. So when I hear Andy Reid and everyone say, you know, bye weeks are about self-evaluation, what do you think they evaluated and saw in the bye week? Because everything I saw in the Bills game, I saw in the Broncos game. And it's every time they play a playoff team. We've seen them this year. They look great against the Raiders. No need to self-scout. They just go out there and dominate the Raiders. They don't look good against playoff teams. So something's got to change, because if we come on here every time they play a good team, which will be in 6 days, by the way, I might get my jokes off about Daniel Jones, but the Colts are better than the Chiefs this year, period, full stop. If we're on here next Monday talking about, well, they didn't run the ball well, and you know the O-line kind of was shaky at times, which gave Mahomes some PTSD, and Mahomes threw a bad pick, and then you had, you know, some bad penalties at bad time. If we're saying all the same things in 6 days, then on January whatever, we're not going to be saying them anymore, because they're going to be watching the playoffs from home. It's just the same thing over and over again.
I think a lot of people today are kind of where I am. I am still struggling with the this is who they are. I'm struggling with that. Like, when you are used to your favorite actor doing this, and then you see his last couple of movies, you're like, does he still have it? When you're used to going to a restaurant and you're used to the food quality being a certain way, and then you have a couple of bad meals there, it really shakes you. Man, has this place gone down like that? It is hard for me to sort of come to this new world of every game in the final 8 minutes, the feeling that the Chiefs would be the team to make the play, to now looking at the Chiefs as the team that will typically make the mistake. We could talk a lot about these one-score games. I know you wanted to talk about it, Rob, and how last year the Chiefs were 11-0, 12-0, and this year they're 0-5. A lot of it has just been they've made the mistake. They threw the interception in the red zone. They had the illegal formation that took out a 15-yard play. They're the team that gave up the 3rd-and-15 to the Bo Nix. They're at the center of all of these things. So it's just hard for me to go from feeling like for 5-6 years, man, the Chiefs will always figure it out. Big game, 15, Andy, back up against the wall. They're the best team in the National Football League. That is how we have talked about the Chiefs every day now for a half decade. It is hard to go from that to now waking up, and the Chiefs are not special. They have special accomplishments, sure, of course. They have been special in the past, no question. But the 2025 Chiefs, them, not the 2024 version, not the 2023 version, I mean the one that is going to go on the field on Sunday against the Colts, they have not done anything to get our benefit of the doubt. They have not done anything to justify our belief that they are going to figure it out. It is all based off nostalgia. It is all based off the accomplishments of what they've done in the past. It's all based off the history, the banners, the Final Fours, the trophies, the Super. It's all based off that. It cannot be based on what we are seeing. Because in every game where there was a crossroad, I guess other than the Lions game, but every game that there has been a crossroad, for them to show you that this team is special, they failed. They failed week one against the Chargers. They failed week two against the Eagles. They failed in Buffalo. And we, oh, I mean, they always lose to Buffalo. Okay. I feel like Buffalo just outplayed them from start to finish. Yesterday, they had to have it. They needed that game. And for you to come out and make those same mental mistakes, the same errors that you have been making this entire season, this is how you find yourself at 5-5. This is earned. You can't put this on anything else. This isn't injuries. This isn't they earned being 5-5 at this portion of the season. They have earned our panic. They have earned our criticism based on how they've played. Coming up on the other side, we're going to get the winner perspective on things. We're going to head to Denver to be joined by Ryan Edwards. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know, after the Chiefs win, we normally mock the opposition by reading their Reddit page. We got to be consistent. We got to have consistent energy on this day. We'll get back to your phone calls, 913-586-7965. But first, we're going to take this phone call from Ryan Edwards of KOA in Denver, Colorado, to talk about who are soon to be the 2025 AFC West champion, Denver Broncos. Ryan, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. What's been the sentiment? What's been the feeling in Denver after the win yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big win. I mean, you guys know that. The Chiefs are that kind of team. They demand that kind of respect. They've been the dominant team in the league. I mean, we talk about, you know, dynasty. I think maybe early on in the process, you wondered how they would sort of measure up against other dynasties. And the Chiefs have obviously exceeded, I think, many people's expectations. And I don't think they're done by any stretch. But, yeah, I mean, it was a game where you knew the Chiefs were going to be desperate to get in here and get that win because that would keep them in the range for the division. And the Broncos just were able to match them from the very beginning. I thought that the crowd was great from, you know, back here in the studio. Of course, I'm doing the pre and post game, but it sounded like through the radio, the crowd was really great. You could see the camera shaking on the TV. And yeah, I mean, the fans are fired up. I mean, this was a measuring stick kind of moment for the team. A lot of people around the league and fans have been saying a lot of bad things about this Broncos team and not believing that they're legit. And I think that this one legitimizes them a little bit, I think.
I think it also legitimizes Bo Nix in a lot of ways. I was critical of him last week. If you look at the numbers, he was 29th in completion percentage, 29th in yards per attempt. He made a couple of big throws, especially in that fourth quarter, to help secure a Broncos win.
He really did, yeah, and the deep ball was working a little better than it has been. It's one of those things, like, a multiple things can be true conversation had to be had about Bo Nix, because in one hand, yeah, you look at some of the EPA numbers, the advanced analytics, they're not pretty. It's not pretty. Now, he was, like, top five in passing touchdowns, but again, that's like well, what about the rest of it? And you could just do from the eye test even and say it wasn't good enough. But he was somehow, and they are somehow, just this unbelievable team in the fourth quarter. And he's atop many ranks when you just take the fourth quarter. Now, some will say that's not enough, but it is enough to go on at that point a 7-game win streak and then now an 8-game win streak. They have the best point differential in the fourth quarter of any team in the NFL. That's a real stat. And so in the end, is he a part of that equation? Absolutely. Are they still carried a lot by their defense? Absolutely. So again, multiple things can be true in this entire conversation. And I think it's actually fueled them because they still haven't played their best football and they know it.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards of KOA in Denver, getting the Broncos' perspective on yesterday's game. I don't think that we give enough credit to the mental side of sports that, you know, there was a stretch there with the Chiefs where every game going into the fourth quarter, if it was close, you just knew the Chiefs were going to make one or two plays that ended up being the difference in the game. One thing that really stood up to me, and I think this has just been built up over what they've done so far this season, is, man, the Broncos carried themselves like, we know we're better than Kansas City, and we're going to prove it, especially once that game got close late. This game was about Denver making the plays, not Kansas City.
I completely agree. And usually the Chiefs, at least from my view as covering the Broncos, usually the Chiefs are the ones that wait for teams to either make a mistake or they have that internal belief that they're going to find a way or somebody's going to make a play. And, of course, last year, you know, 12-0 on one-score games sort of tells that story. Meanwhile, the Broncos were 1-6 in those kinds of games, and this year they're 7-2. So there's a mindset to it, as you guys know. There's a bit of a, like I said, it's beyond belief. It's just sort of, you just kind of have to say, okay, you stay present in the moment. And there are moments. I mean, even there with the 3rd and 15, and he has a 20-yard completion to Cortland Sutton, that's a moment, I think, in the last 5-10 years, Broncos don't make that play. And they end up punting it back to Patrick Mahomes. And, of course, he does what he always does, which is drive the length of the field. They get the game-winning field goal or something along those lines. And we just expected that. I think the entire NFL community expected that to happen. But instead, he ripped that pass to Cortland Sutton, and then they end up moving down and kicking the field goal. And that's just kind of how this team has really operated this season. And they know that. They know that they can do that. So it's like no matter what happens, and I think, you know, certain moments have happened. The Giants game was an example where, hey, you didn't score for the first three quarters, and then you scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. Like, after you do something like that, there's just this, like, hey, man, it really doesn't matter what's going on. We just need to find a way to make one more play, and you need to look up, and you're going to win a lot of games that way.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards. If you want to call in, we'll take calls after we're done talking to Ryan. 913-586-7965 if you want to chime in with what happened yesterday against the Denver Broncos. Ryan, what did you make of Sean Payton's conversation at halftime with Tracy Wolfson, where he said that Kansas City was essentially a first-half team? What did you make of what Sean Payton said?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, maybe that's something to do with the fact that the, you know, 0-4, now 0-5 in one score games, just not really closing like we're used to seeing with Kansas City. I mean, you can't say that about them historically, right? That's kind of impossible. But there was something about them, the way that they've kind of been in some of these games and the way they haven't been able to close these one score games, that maybe in his mind, it's like, look, we're a fourth quarter team. We like our chances right now being all tied up with this team and not trailing by anything. You know, things hadn't gone perfect for the Broncos, certainly in the first half, but that's kind of the story of the season for the Broncos. They aren't a first half team, right? They are more of a late third into the fourth quarter team, and that's when they put the clamps down, whether it's on the offense or defense. And they actually had some nice contributions from special teams yesterday, which has been a bit of a headache for us out here. But I that was my takeaway from that. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway was I thought Sean Payton was saying once that the Chiefs get past their scripted plays, we feel like we match up really well against them. Mm. I also think it's what you said as well. They've been so good in the second half that, hey, we feel like we got the advantage in the second half against any team in the National Football League. And
right.
He called his shot. I mean, he said that. And then in the second half, I mean, Denver made the play. You mentioned it. 3rd and 15, the 20-yard pass. A 3rd and 5, another completion. The strike down the middle of the field to Troy Franklin. Like, this game was about Bo Nix making plays and Patrick Mahomes making one of the more critical mistakes of Kansas City season.
Yeah, he that interception to Jaquan was, I mean, he was pressing. Honestly, I mean, that was my view of it. I don't know what you guys are saying out there, but at that moment, it was a 3rd and long. So that, I mean, a lot of people press. We just don't usually see Patrick Mahomes press. That's not something I think a lot of us are used to seeing. And you're seeing a little bit of it this year. Now, is that a trend that's going to last for the remainder of the year? Is that a trend that's going to last even beyond that? I doubt it. I mean, he has enough sort of stockpile goodwill and in what we believe of his talent, and he's arguably the best player ever to play in the NFL. I mean, honestly, I still think that's a legitimate conversation. But I mean, it was a weird moment because when the best players do things like that, stuff that you would see, I don't know, like new quarterbacks in the league do, you'd be like, all right, well, what were you seeing there? Because that really wasn't open. That wasn't an option for you, yet you tried to make that play. So kind of weird deal. And, of course, he got bailed out a little bit on that pick six. But, maybe he saw that there was going to be a flag and he just kind of threw it away. I don't know. But, it was a weird game overall from Patrick Mahomes. And I think it's kind of indicative of the season. It's been kind of a weird season for him. And I'm a big fan. But, yeah, it's been off at times.
Last two questions here, Ryan, and we appreciate your time. Do you consider Denver now to be the favorite in the AFC?
Yeah, I think that it's so wide open that you could make that argument. I mean, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. I mean, the offense is clearly not, you know, operating as high level as some of the elites in the league. I mean, Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns yesterday. You know, and last year they got absolutely embarrassed by the Buffalo Bills in the first round. Now, I think that was important for them to see that, to see what playoff football kind of looks like as an important building block. And I do think it fueled them coming into this year. So I don't think it would be the same exact deal. But when you have a guy on the other side that could do things like that, and you're going to see those kinds of players, those kinds of quarterbacks in the postseason, you know, that's still the goal. You, hey, listen, you're going to get through some regular season games. You got Washington coming up after the bye. You got the Raiders again. You'll probably find a way to get to 11 wins pretty quickly. But, you know, the reality of it is like, even if you get the first seed or second seed, whatever it ends up being, you're going to see better competition that knows what it's like to play in the playoffs. And as a result of that, what's your next step? And, you know, they've been able to sort of escape some of these moments. You can't escape in the postseason, not really. So I'd say favorite, yes, only because of how open the AFC is, but simultaneously, they've got so many things to clean up, but I think that fuels them, so that's a good thing.
Last thing here, the division conversation is over, in my opinion, in Kansas City. I don't think there's any reason to talk about it. You are too far back, and this Broncos team, and they're going to win 12 or 13 games. I just don't think that's where the Chiefs are going to be this season. But when you look at Kansas City, are you seeing a playoff team? Because I would say at least the tone and temperament in Kansas City is, that is in question for a lot of people if this team is even playing in January this year.
I still see a playoff team. I still think too well coached. You still have one of those guys at quarterbacks. You still have a Hall of Famer at tight end. And I'm a huge Rashee Rice fan. So I still think that you have enough there. But it's going to be interesting here, right? You got the Colts coming up. You've got the Texans still on the schedule. That's obviously a really tough defense. These are important games because you got some tiebreakers that's going to matter. And you already, and the biggest obstacle now for me is you got to basically leapfrog teams like Jacksonville and Buffalo because you've already lost to them. So I think talent-wise, absolutely a playoff team, but the math might work against the Chiefs down the stretch if they can't win a couple of these games.
That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show. He's with KOA in Denver, giving you the perspective of what looks like is going to be the champion in the AFC West this year. Ryan, man, look forward to catching up with you closer to Christmas time, my man.
Anytime, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. That's Ryan Edwards joining us on the show with KOA in Denver. I was reading a text while Ryan was talking, and I was writing something down. CDOT, the Chiefs lost this game because of two things. Patrick Mahomes' crappy decision-making and Andy Reid refusing to run the ball on third and short to move the chains. I wrote this down. I wrote down four things on why I think the Chiefs lost this game, and you guys tell me if you agree or disagree. 913-586-7965. We got some time to take phone calls until Mitch Holtis is on the show coming up in 30 minutes. Why I think the Chiefs lost the game. This would be my thesis paper. The Patrick Mahomes interception. It was the biggest Chiefs play of the game. Now, I got more, but number one, if I could change one play, I feel like we found ourselves in the exact same spot that they were against Jacksonville. If you could change one play, one difference in the game, you would take away that interception. It's third down. It's third and 12. You have to get points there. Ended up being a massive swing on the other side. So, yes, the Patrick Mahomes interception is on the list of why the Chiefs lost this game. I'm with you on play calling. I think their offense has gotten stale. I think their offense has gotten predictable to the point where Mitchell Schwartz, and I love Mitchell Schwartz, like he's a friend on a personal level. Mitch really isn't one to be critical of his former employers and friends. Mitch has been saying some of this stuff for months about their offense and how they run the football and when they should run the football and the problems in the run game. If there is anybody that knows the Chiefs offense, it's one of their former players. So Mitchell Schwartz has been telling us publicly, he's been telling us, hey, there's some things going on schematically with Kansas City. So on the list, Patrick Mahomes, the interception, play calling, scheme. I feel like teams have caught up to it and figured it out. So those two things on the list, third down defense. This team does not do a great job of getting off the field on those money downs. You guys know the ones that I'm talking about. The downs that make you get up and start banging the back of your seat because you know you have to get a stop here. This team is not good at getting off the field there. And a lot of that is, and I thought on some of the most important plays that happened in the second half of the game, I don't think Spags dialed up the pressure, trusted his defensive line to try to go make the play, and they couldn't. So third down defense, way too many third and nines, third and 15s, third and six. I mean, we're talking about, these are not quote, manageable downs that Denver was converting with no problem. The same thing that we saw in the game against the Chargers. It's 3rd and 15. If you get this stop, you get the ball back to your offense with a chance to win the game. Nope, 20-yard pass. Third down defense. Next up on my list, special teams. That blocked extra point changed the entire math of the game. The entire math of the game. You score that touchdown, you're up 3 points. If you make the extra point, they now, you go up 4? You needed it. Absolutely needed it. Gets blocked. Special teams comes up way too much for a coach who at one point we thought could be an NFL head coach, for a guy who's been in place now for, what, a decade, who is viewed by his peers as one of the best special teams coaches in the National Football League, a guy who is so well-respected in that building that he is given roster spots. We look at guys and say, that's a Tobe guy. For right now, a special teams that is maybe as important as it's been at any point in the Mahomes era with the kickoff rules. They've changed, like, think about it. Over the course of this run, they have changed extra points, so they're not gimmies anymore. So we have seen 2 significant changes to special teams, whether it is the extra point or the kickoff. Do you guys think the Chiefs have adjusted well to either of those? Have they adjusted well to the extra point changes or the kickoff changes? Because if you got a Dave Tobe who's been in place now for a decade, who is one of the best coordinators in the league, their special teams should be an asset. Their special teams should be a weapon. I don't feel like it is. So to read this text, hey, we lost because of 2 things. I think you're minimizing some of the other things. They lost because they continue to commit the same mistakes. Juwan Taylor is still getting the same holding calls, the same illegal formations. They've been doing this for 3 years. Matt Nagy stood up in the 3rd week of the season and said, you know, this is unacceptable. He knows, and it's going to have to stop. It keeps popping up at the worst possible time. How good is your car if you can't use it to get to work? I don't care how nice it is. Hey, I'm running late. I need my car to start. Well, it don't work. Then you don't have a car then. You don't have a car. That's what we're talking about with Juwan Taylor. So, hey, the fact that you didn't have any penalties against the Raiders, great. The fact that you didn't have any penalties against the Washington Commanders, fantastic. They needed you to not have any penalties against the Broncos, and you did. And the same penalty, illegal formation, it's lined up correctly. Last one, and I haven't seen one person text this in, and maybe you don't believe it. Is it possible that Denver's just better than Kansas City? Like, is it possible? I'm asking the question. Is it possible that the Chiefs are not the best team in their division? And that's something that we have not had to really entertain for quite some time. You guys, and we do it too, I guess we, as a collective, we yell at people from the outside when they don't pick the Chiefs to win the division. They're mocked, ridiculed. It's a hot take. You guys were mad at everybody in the offseason that said the Denver, oh, we've heard this before. Oh, you guys do this every year. It ain't going to be crazy next year to pick another team to win the division. It will not be crazy to pick Denver to go back-to-back or pick the Chargers to win this division. It will not be crazy. So I'm asking the question. You can be mad at me. 913-586-7965. What if the Broncos are now just better than Kansas City? What if they're just better? Is it possible? Because in a game that the Chiefs desperately needed, back up against the wall, healthy, they lost straight up. No shenanigans, no excuses. They lost. Whenever the Chiefs do that to somebody, we make them bend the knee to how great Kansas City is. I'm not saying you got to bend the knee to the Broncos because of one game, but, I mean, that crown that you've been holding, at least in the division for the last couple of years, it's just going to be at somebody else's house for a little bit. They earned it. They beat you straight up. No questions. They beat you. So you got to give it to them. So that's my list. You can agree with the list or not. The Mahomes interception, play calling, third down defense, special teams, repeatedly committing the same mistakes. Maybe the Denver Broncos are just better than the Kansas City Chiefs, and we just took too long to acknowledge that that is the case.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just say those are the 4 things. Yeah. I don't want to argue each point. Let's just say there are the 4. How alarming is it that the four you laid out are three of the four most important people in this organization? Andy Reid is one of the people you laid out. Coaching decisions, all that stuff. He is maybe 1-1 behind Clark. I mean, 1-2 behind Clark Hunt, the organization. You just basically said he's one of the four reasons they lost. You said, made the Broncos just better. You know what that means? You're less talented. That's Brett Veach's fault. He is one of the top four important people in the organization. You blamed him. Patrick Mahomes did not play well yesterday. I can point to every loss the Chiefs have had this season. It ain't like Patrick Mahomes has been playing gangbusters like it was 2018 against the Rams and the team just let him down. He's played bad in their losses. How alarming is it, or should Chiefs fans hear it as an alarm, that the four reasons you laid out as to why the Chiefs lost yesterday, three of those four reasons fall on the most important people in the organization? And a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, pick a date, you were saying the Chiefs were winning a game because of those same three people.
You're right. I mean, when you're right, you're right. I mean, I wish I could really counter what you're saying. No, the infrastructure and power structure that has carried you for the last 5 to 6 years, they are at the middle of why they are losing. No question. This is not on I don't want to hear about, oh, this isn't about Daniel Sorensen. You know, like, oh, no, this ain't about Leo Chenal. No, this is about Patrick Mahomes. This is about Steve Spagnuolo. This is about Andy Reid. This is about Harrison Butker. This is on Chris Jones. This is on your stars. The guys that you have won championship with, they absolutely failed you in the most important game. Rob, do you see our top two texts? I'll read them to you. C-Dot, no, the Broncos aren't better. It's pretty obvious they aren't. The exact next text. C-Dot, what do you mean if the Broncos are clearly better? Okay, well, it's just split. Still split. I'm asking the question. What if just maybe, possibly, the Broncos are better than the Chiefs? I'm not saying all time. Maybe they're not the case next year, but there is nothing that the Chiefs have done in 2025 to prove they are a better team than the Denver Broncos. Not a single thing this season to prove they are a better team. Not a one. You cannot find a one thing they have done better. They have not been better in the second half. Their defense has not been better. They have not been better at closing games. The same way that the Chiefs lapped the division last year, they are currently getting lapped. They're four games back. So I don't know how you can argue that the Chiefs are better than that team. I don't know how you can do it. I don't know what it's based on. Not based on what we've seen so far. They certainly have not had a better run. I'm not saying next year that makes them the favorite. I got to see what Kansas City does in the offseason, but sometimes you just got to just tip your cap. Eventually Kansas had to tip their cap. Hey, Houston, y'all better than us. I'm sorry. Texas Tech, you're better than us. Right now, that looks like what is happening in the AFC West. We got about 15 minutes until Mitch Holtz's call. So if you want to call in, we got some time. 913-586-7965. If you get on hold, we'll take your phone call in the next segment. We got Mitch Holtz's coming up in 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're going to be joined by Mitch Holtz coming up at the top of the hour. Two things that I want to share with you guys. Number one, James Franklin has been hired as Virginia Tech's next head coach. I think that's a really, really solid hire for Virginia Tech. I also want to read to you guys a stat. This is from Benjamin Solak. He is with ESPN. The 2025 Kansas City Chiefs currently have an explosive rush rate on running back carries of 2.6. It would be the lowest number for an offense this century if it holds. Just an unacceptable lack of investment in the run game in Kansas City with both scheme and personnel issues, in my opinion. I can't argue with that. I don't think there's any reason to respect the Chiefs' run game if you are the defense. Why? They're not going to stay consistent with it. There's never a threat that they get a big gain from it. Sure, they might get 4 or 5 yards here, and that's great. But after the first down in which they get 4 yards and now it's 2nd and 6, don't have to be worried about it again. And you also know that they're not going to take that run and they're not going to break it for 25 or 30 or to the house. There's really no reason to respect the Chiefs' ability to run the football. None. I was reading Mitchell Schwartz's tweets and he was talking about how the Broncos, they weren't respecting play action in the second half of the game. Why would you? Why would you bite on a ball fake? Well, for what reason? You know they're not handing it off. Or if they do, they're getting three to five yards if they do. You can live with that. I mean, they're not going to just paper cut you all the way down the field. So, I mean, you might not understand explosive rush rate. Just 2.6, and it would be the worst number for an offense this century if it holds. I mean, we're watching the game. They don't get explosiveness from the running back position, whether that is because the running backs that they have, the scheme doesn't allow it, or they run the ball once or twice. They maybe don't get the results that they want. They just determine we're done running the ball for the day. I mean, the two most important drives of the game yesterday, 0 rush attempts. They didn't get a first down on either one. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. Trucker Dave called into the show. Hey, Trucker Dave, how you doing this afternoon, man?
Oh, I'm just driving down the road, listening to you talk and getting upset like I was yesterday.
Go ahead, man.
I just listen to the text and everything you talk about. You know, one of our big issues, defense. Chris Jones is highly overrated. Now, if he needed to get a sack so he could get a bonus, I guarantee he'd go out and get a sack. But if there ain't no bonus or nothing for him, he's just going to stand up lazily, push on a guy. I don't know how many times I see that where he stands straight up and, you know, just sits there and pushes on a guy and does nothing. Our receivers, you're exactly right.
I think we lost Trucker Dave. My bad. I was ready to hear the rest of his call. Trucker Dave, drive safely, man. I get it. You're out here driving around. Sometimes you get bad cell service. Let's take a couple more phone calls here. We got Mitch Holtz is about to join the show in about 5-10 minutes or so. Anthony, you called into the show. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Cedar? I'm doing good. How are you?
Appreciate you calling in, man.
Hey, I just want to say thanks to y'all. Love listening to the show. You guys always bring great content for us. I just wanted to just highlight, you know, how you brought up the offense being very stale. And, you know, I would go so far as to say that the whole team feels that way. And, you know, we've been great for a while now. But, you know, greatness has an end point to it, and it has a downward trend. And I just feel like that's kind of where we're at right now. And my head goes to the coaching staff. You know, it's just frustrating hearing people say, we got Reed, we got Spags, you know, we'll be okay. And it just feels like a change is needed, you know, not mid-season, but for sure in the off-season. And I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on just kind of the team being complacent and with play calling and mostly with our coordinator positions.
Anthony, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you for the compliment. I 100% agree with you. I think the Chiefs made the decision to run it back again because it was so successful the first time. You remember, after the first championship, COVID happens. They then basically ran back the same team again, and that team was good. That team was really good. I think that's the best team that they've had. They did almost the exact same formula is what they did. Exact same formula. They basically ran back last year's team plus Josh Simmons. Everything else is the same. They're the exact same defense. So if you are looking, if you are a team and you are trying to break down Kansas City's offense, you're seeing the exact same defense they had last year. So my coaches, we spent all summer looking at Kansas City's defense. Just during the commercial break, I'm sitting there watching it. There is a linebacker on Denver that is pointing at Rashee Rice as he is going in motion and telling the defense what the Chiefs are about to do on offense. I think they just need new. I think they need new energy, a new voice, a new fresh coat of paint. They ran back the same team, and they've now done this twice. And if you're going to keep the same offense, the same coordinators, you're going to recycle the same players, and the league is just getting tougher. The division is tougher. This is not the same division that had Brandon Staley, Vic Fangio, Antonio Pierce, Vance Joseph. That's not the division that they're in anymore. Every team has made significant investments at either head coach or quarterback. Look at the AFC. It's different. So I understand why the Chiefs did what they did. It was super successful. They won 15 games, and they were the best team in the AFC. Man, everybody else this offseason was scheming and trying to figure out how to beat you, and the Chiefs just ran back the exact same plan. And what you are seeing, in my opinion, is a team that, A, isn't afraid of Kansas City anymore, and also they feel like they've caught up. You can hear it in Sean Payton's voice. He talks like he knows he has the better football team. People never talked about Kansas City in that way. I think you just feel more comfortable based on what you're seeing on film. We don't think their guys can separate. We don't think they're that much better than us. And the Broncos went and proved it on the field. Let's take one more phone call. We got time for one more here. Kent called into the drive. Hey, Kent, how you doing today, man?
Hey, good. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about just the lack of playmakers, you know, drafted lately. A lot of first-round guys, second-round guys, Sky Moore, FAU, Josh Simmons, he's gone for half the year. Then also some free agent contracts that are bad, you know, the Fulton deal. Juwan Taylor hasn't been good for 3 years, essentially. Can't even figure out where to line up, and I guess that's the coach's fault for continuously sticking him out there, especially now whenever they have a backup or guys that were supposed to, you know, take his place last year and couldn't, and Kingsley, which again goes back to bad draft picks. Kingsley, before that, you can go Kennard and just all these tackles that were supposed to be good, never developed into anything. Bosa's riding the bench when our linebackers can't cover anybody. Just none of it makes sense.
Ken, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. In free agency, the chances that they took, very few of them worked out. We laugh at Elijah Mitchell. They had a chance to improve the running back room. They didn't. I mean, they got an F. They got an F at running back this offseason. They got an F on the offensive line. Now, I understand he stepped in, and I get it. Break in case of emergency, and you need to have depth. They spent money on a backup offensive lineman. That was their big play this offseason, was backup offensive lineman is where they spent their money. Not at wide receiver, not at running back. Backup offensive lineman is where they spent their money. On defense, they made one change. He just played for the first time yesterday for the first time since the Eagles game. Christian Fulton was their big switch, and he was out there getting cooked. I'm not ready to call him barbecue chicken, but it was bad. So, yes, Brett Veach has to wear some of this for sure, has to. There was room to improve the roster, and I don't want to hear this, oh, they keep picking in the back half of the roster. They had money in free agency, and they chose to spend it on more of the same. They chose to spend it on they spent it on right guard and middle linebacker and a backup offensive lineman is where they spent their money in a corner who doesn't play for them. They had money to improve this team, and they chose not to this offseason. I do want to get to this before we get to the Mitch Holtis. Honest question, guys. What would it take for you to question Andy's job? We are way past that, at least with me. You might be there with Andy. We are a long way from there. I'm telling you right now, I can already tell you what my offseason checklist is going to look like. New offensive coordinator, RB1. That's what they need. They need a new offensive coordinator. Hey, we love you. We appreciate you. I think they just need new energy in the room. I think they need a new voice to bounce ideas off of, and I don't think that person can be Matt Nagy anymore. And, I mean, the effort that they gave at running back was it was bad. It was bad. So some of it just needs to be, we got to have an identity when we do want to run the football. And right now the Chiefs don't have that when it comes to when it's time to get the 3rd and 5 and you got to run the football, can you run the ball? I think the answer for the Chiefs is no. Some of that is philosophy. Some of that is the personnel and the talent that they have on the team. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.